1-800-875-5345. This is Lee Marshall, CKLW 2020 News. An unidentified young boy was riding his bike on Van Dyke near Lance this afternoon, but a steel truck collided with that boy, knocking him about 20 feet. Eyewitness James Mays was there. He called the law, then called the Big 8 to say it was enough to make you sick.
Well, they just moved the steel truck off of part of the body, and they were using shovels to put part of the smashed parts in plastic bags, and they put what was left of him on a stretcher and loaded in back to one of the emergency units, and they have just pulled the steel truck off so they could get the rest of it, and he's squashed beyond recognition. You can't tell it's a little boy even hardly. And they just put him in the truck and get ready to take him away.
Meanwhile, a body was discovered in a car on I-75 near the London Overpass in Lincoln Park. The car was registered to a Detroit owner, but the corpse was discovered without any identification. An eyewitness buzzed the Big 8 with word that the body was found with a bullet in the back of the head. We asked Lieutenant Robert Heyer of Lincoln Park Police if there's any truth to that story.
Yes, we do have a bullet wound of the head, and how many wounds we don't know as yet until we can get him out here and really examine him closely.
When you see it happen, the Big 8 wants to know about it. On the hotlines at 254-CKLW in Windsor and 961-NEWS in Detroit. It's 20 minutes before 6. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. And there he was. The big, burly, hard, steel-hauling man sitting in the cab of his rig on Van Dyke and Lance, crying.
The light had turned green for the little boy to cross the street, and as soon as it turned green, he jumped out into the street, and that the steel truck was coming pretty fast with the load of steel behind him and couldn't stop. And it came through the light and hit the little boy and knocked him about 15 to 20 feet, and then hit him again, and eight wheels of the truck ran over him and crushed him pretty bad. And the truck driver sitting behind the wheel of the truck now crying pretty bad.
Stiff carcass has been pulled from a car along I-75 in Lincoln Park.
Well, the Michigan State Police Crime Laboratory technicians are here. We're beginning to process the car for trace evidence and take the body from the car, search it, and see if we can come up with some identification. And if we fail to identify it, we'll take fingerprints and check with Detroit Police and see if we can come up with an identification.
That Lincoln Park policeman says passersby located the automobile near the London Overpass. The Big 8 put wise to that one by a call on the confidential hotlines. When you see a happening under your nose, tell us at 254-CKLW in Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit. We offer a weekly cash award and pay $1,000 each year for the year's biggest story. It's 20 minutes before 12. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. The Hitless Tigers could use this guy's talents. Mount Clemens police have a 36-year-old man in custody. Seems he got home about 5 o'clock this morning from an all-night spree. That ticked off the little lady who unleashed a verbal barrage at the man. That apparently the last straw for him. He picked up his genuine Willie Mays Powerized Lightning Strike Louisville Slugger baseball bat. Proceeded to hit 1,000 on the woman's head. She's dead. He then turned on the children. They're in serious condition. Rape on the 7th floor of the City County Building in Detroit, and you're hearing it first on the Big 8.
A secretary from the mayor's office boarded the elevator on the 11th floor. One man already on. He pulled a knife, forced her off on the now vacant 7th floor, took her to room 724 and raped her. Screams were heard all over. Officers on the 11th went down to check, couldn't find the room, and by the time they did, the sex deviant was gone. The helpless secretary just lying on the floor. She's in good condition, but shaken. Elevators don't stop on the 7th floor now, and security inside the building has been beefed up considerably. Randall Carlisle, 2020 News.
When you see news happen near you, tell the Big 8 anytime, 24 hours a day on the police agency. Do not attempt to move that canister. The contents are highly dangerous. Motor City Mayor Roman Gribbs has a mad on for an unidentified rapist. A butcher knife-wielding pervert cornered a secretary in the elevator at Detroit City County Building and rode her to the vacant 7th floor and proceeded to sexually assault her. After the incident, he put his blade away and bolted, leaving the young secretary to fare on her own. The 7th floor has been vacant since the 2nd of March, as the county is expected to occupy it within 90 days. Guards are being considered for future surveillance of the crime-stained 7th floor. Lee Marshall, 2020 News. Watch out if you're driving on I-94. The rains are causing some problems.
I just come down from
Portland. 20 minutes before 6. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. A gang out fishing this afternoon pulled up something they weren't planning on for dinner.
The kids were fishing in the canal over there, and they spotted something wrapped in a blanket. And it wasn't the first time this thing was spotted. Before, a day or so ago, one of the kids mentioned it. But this time it came up to the surface, I guess, and one of the kids got his hook caught in it.
It turned out to be a rotting body. Eyewitness Charles Evans tells the 2020 Hotlines that stiff sank to the bottom then. That's when police were called in. The worm baited hook belonging to Victoria Finley, who tells what that floater looked like.
She was black. She had short hair, and she had a rag tied around her neck, and she had crook tied around her legs, and her hands was tied up.
That thrilling catch pulled from the water along Harding between Jefferson and the canal. Wayne County Sheriff Bill Lucas having a stiff of his own to worry about. That body located south of Ecorse in Van Buren Township, the man shot in the head right through the blanket he was wrapped in.
His body was found in an open field. The Wayne County Sheriff's detectives are currently investigating to try to identify him. It's interesting that in his pocket at the time was found a police-type badge, which he apparently used to identify himself.
Grim Reaper's sharpened scythe striking in Trenton today, an unidentified boy about 3 or 4 years old felled by flying hot lead on a target range. That young life snuffed out when he rounded a hill and caught a bullet in the head. CKLW Sports. Here's Joe Donovan.
The Montreal Canadiens go after a death grip in the Stanley Cup Final this evening, meeting the injury-decimated Blackhawks in Chicago. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
High tide and California's Big Sur.
Not available in Ontario. CKLW weather, just ahead of much more music and Eddie Rogers. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, low 32, cool Friday, high 50. Merck Index 36, light air pollution. The current temperature, 44 degrees. Sunny 44, Cleveland 46, Toledo 44. This is Grant Hudson, 2020 News.
Presidential comments causing a furor in Ottawa. The Watergate tapes show former President Richard Nixon held Prime Minister Trudeau in something less than high esteem, Paul Talbert reports.
Here at American Embassy offices, there's a flutter over Nixon's statements. The fact he called the Prime Minister Asshole Trudeau is embarrassing to the officials working across the street from Parliament Hill. Will there be an official apology from the American ambassador? No, I'm told. What was said in the Oval Office reflected Mr. Nixon's views.
It's 20 minutes before 1. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. You heard this first on the Big 8. Accommodations are getting tighter at the Wayne County Morgue as officials stare at 16 new feet peeking out from under those rubber blankets. 8 murders since midnight, 3 of them happening a short time ago in an attempted quadruple blow-off.
The address is 9100 at LaSalle Boulevard, corner of Claremont. I heard your police officer telling one of the people who were shot that her sister, that they were shot through the head,
2 women are dead, 1 man is dead, another man now under the knife at the emergency room at Ford Hospital, all suffering multiple stab wounds. They weren't shot, officials tell the Big 8.
There are some signs of ransacking in the house. The bodies reflect stab wounds. There is one survivor who is now at Ford Hospital.
Another deadly duo of Detroit dastardly deeds as the dice decree death. A disagreement over 7-11. Now she's in heaven. The man who delivered that double-barreled death with his package of penetrating pellets has been pounced in the pen. In another case of hot lead in the head, a heavy-handed hitchhiker tipped with a trigger and paid his bill in bullets. More violence on Cyprus as the U.S. ambassador is shot and killed.